Hey guys, we're just coming off of a pretty exciting wheat harvest, and as you're probably going through tickets and looking to see how certain fields yielded or how certain varieties yielded, I thought it might be a good idea to also take a look at the K-State wheat plot results. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm your K-State multi-county agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. And I do think it's a good idea to kind of go through and look at wheat plot results, not only from your home county, but counties surrounding your area. And so I have tried to kind of put all of that data together so it's easy for you to find, to really go through and look at that data. And you might have picked it up at your county fair where we had displays set up, or you can still go ahead and pick it up at the county extension office. They'll have copies printed out for you to be able to pick up and take with you. And I also have them posted on my website at my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website as www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And when I talk about several sets of wheat plots, so what I have there is our regular K-State demonstration plot data. And those are that's the data from the plots you probably visited when we had wheat plot tours. And so we have four of those kind of across my counties that I work in. And so we have in Cheyenne County, we work with Sunny Crest Farms. That is posted on there. We have Sherman County with F&J Farms. And in Wallace County, we have two plots, one over in Weskin with E&H Farms and one south of Sharon Springs with the My Farms. And so lots of data there in the county demo plots. What I also posted for you is some performance test data. And that performance test data is from the K-State Experiment Stations. And so I have the data from the Colby Stations from both the irrigated and dryland trials and the one from down in Tribune. Now, I also included the performance test from Colorado State that was held over in Burlington. And so all of that data is posted on that website, or you can pick up all those plot results in the local county extension offices. Just a little information on the differences in those two sets of plots that I described, the demonstration plots that we use for plot tours, and then the performance test. And so if you've been to wheat plot tour before, you know on those demonstration plots that each of those varieties are in that plot one time. Plots are a bigger plot. If we look at the performance test data, what that is each one of those varieties are in that plot three or four times, and so they are replicated across the plot. By having that data, it kind of takes out some of that environmental factors that something might have happened to one specific plot, also kind of takes out some variability in land and that type of thing. And so so that's the difference between the demonstration plots, which are a single strip, and then the performance tests, which are smaller plots, but the variety occurs in there more time, and then we combine all of that data together for the results that you get on there. I also encourage you not just to look at this year's set of plot results, but look back over the past couple of years to see how varieties did. We had some varieties that kind of rose to the top this year, and part of that was because we had such an extended long grain fill period of really nice, cool, moist temperatures, and so some of those varieties that maybe adapted a little bit further east from us really showed up good this year in our plots just because of the environmental conditions that we had. So a couple of overall arching things. I think of all of our demonstration plots, they all yielded almost 70 bushels or above. And so that's really exciting to have that kind of average yield on them. On those plots, you'll also see test weight, the moisture that it was harvested at, and the protein content of each one of those varieties, so you can kind of see how some of those plots responded. I also tried to keep in there the fertility data for what we put on for herbicides and what we put on for fungicides and what we put on for fertilizer. So you have kind of an all-inclusive look at those plots to see what we had out there. In those plots, a couple of varieties really kind of rose to the top. One of those is Langan. It seemed to be kind of in the upper crust of, or the upper third of the plots that we were looking at. It seemed to have a really nice year. The other thing I noticed noticed is when I was looking at performance test data that if you look at the one down in Tribune, the plot average was 99.9. That's awfully exciting to have that kind of average plot yield across all of that. So stop and look just to see how some of those varieties really did have some top-end yield potential down there in Tribune. And so spend some time, go through plot data. If you need copies of the results, you can always get them at the extension offices, or you can go online and print them off of our website at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. They're very accessible. If you have questions on them, please feel free to give me a call. You can get a hold of me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby, and I'll try to get them answered for you. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.